This was funding that the Lifford St Mary's Municipal District would have applied for. There was a couple of jobs, specifically one at Cheshire Neal, and that work has been started and finished. And the other job is in Drumkeen. Now, there's a group out there called the Community Drumkeen Community Environmental Group. They're just a recently formed development group out there, and we, all the councillors, would have met them, and a lot of the officials too in the council have met them, and they're trying to they've listed their priorities from playgrounds to walks and different things. And one big issue is an area in Drumkeen called the Back Road. It's actually for anybody, it's below the chapel. If you're in Drumkeen and you head into the village there, if you go right, it takes you up to the chapel, and if you go left, it takes you around the back. And actually, if you kept going, to you up to Carrick Mountain, the windmills, Little Shambo, over that area. That bottom road below the chapel is lethal. We had lobbied years ago to get a barrier on it. It's like the road from the Fold to Convoy. It's a straight drop down. So anyway, there's money was applied for on this climate action funding, and they got 100 plus thousands to do work there. There's been no meetings really, maybe one meeting with the community out there, and they're very, very clear what they want to do. They want to cut away the upper side of the road and make years for pull in and widen the roads and take away the vision lines. Whereas the plan seems to be to work on the lower side of the road, and that's basically to bring in materials and fill up the lower side of the road, which is a sheer cliff down, and they said it will not, it still leaves the road dangerous. But anyway, we have as councillors, a number of the councillors, we met the community group out there about a month ago, and they have been raising this as well, and they're not happy, and they feel that community should be consulted on an important issue to get. Now we're hearing there's a time limit on this, and I believe it's around November. So we're trying to, and I had written to the senior local road staff there a couple of weeks ago looking for an urgent meeting, bearing in mind that there is a deadline on this. And look, the Lifford St Mary's gets less money, grants and everything else, than any other MD. A lot of the MDs get money for coastal erosion and lights and so on and so on and forth, a lot of it. Plus, they allegedly have more loads, but we have twice the traffic. And look, we cannot afford to be losing any money. We don't get enough to begin with. And then the possibility of losing money, and we have asked management today to deal with this as an urgency. It can't be business as usual and carry on and hear the end of the year. And it's something that all of the councillors, every one of us, committed to getting this work done. And that's why we're looking for a meeting and at least in the next 2 weeks. You know, we don't get money often for this type of work. You know, it's climate action, and this is to do with sort of health and safety, but it's to do with drainage and stuff like that. And there's an opportunity here to take the danger away. And it's very much what the community, look, obviously they're not always the experts in these things, the engineers, but, you know, without meeting the engineers out there and getting your point across, and that's what councillors are here for. We're not the experts either, but we're here to facilitate meetings, and that's what we want, and we want it done as a matter of urgency.
Well, officials have told you that there is a shortage of staff, particularly in the engineering section, and at this point in time, they do not have the capacity to deliver projects such as this. This effectively is the council telling you they don't have the staff to do this. You told officials at that meeting that that's an excuse that you're not prepared to accept.
Yeah, very much so. We have something like 1,200 staff employed in Donegal County Council. Like, I just don't accept this is going on. This excuse, I want to use that word now, and probably I did use it, but this has gone on over a year and a half, 2 years. We knew this vacancy was occurring out there, and you know, for whatever reason that happened, and we know that, and we it's taken them nearly 6 months, a year to find a replacement. It's just simply not acceptable. In the meantime, they could have seconded some of the staff, some Lifford, up to do this, bearing in mind where there's actually been, there is funding there to do it. Like, they should have found a way to do it. And it's a management issue. It's not a staffing issue, it's a management issue, and it should have been dealt with. And it starts locally, local management, and if they can't deal with it, they should report it back to us, and then we could take it up. As you well know, we're not afraid to speak up, any of my colleagues, when it comes to Lifford. But, you know, unless it's, they exhaust the avenues themselves, the staffing, to bring it up to us, and just simply not good enough. And anyway, I believe it still can be done, but all of the councillors are the one on this now. We have met the group, and I don't accept an excuse. It's hard enough to get money into the county, but we can't be wasting it, you know what I mean? And that's it. But I do not accept the excuse that there was no one there, no engineer available. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of engineers in the county, and for one could have been sent over, borrowed, or whatever.